Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my wonderful audience. Today's topic is one of the most important topics you can ever hear in your life. So I am so glad that you are joining me. Okay, let me start by saying you can be saved from the penalty of sin. Isn't it that wonderful? That is not a license to sin and to do wrong things. But if you sinned in your life in the past, if you did wrong things in your life, like me, I was so excited to know that I can be saved from paying the penalty for everything wrong I said or did. Okay, let me give you the good news. But first, start with, God is just, and He requires payment for all the offenses, sins we commit against Him. Make sense? Jesus made the payment by taking the punishment in our place. Hallelujah! Jesus suffered the most horrible consequence of our sin, death, by suffering the wrath of God toward sin. Jesus paid for the sin debt of every person. This is the most wonderful news you can ever hear in your life. We read in the gospel that Jesus personally carried our sins in His body on the cross. You read that in 1 Peter chapter 2. Again, when you repent of your sins and believe in Christ and open your heart to receive Him in your life, He will enter your life and you will become united to Jesus Christ. As a consequence, you will benefit from Jesus' death, which paid the penalty for all your sins. When we are united to Christ, we become united to Him in all points of His activity on our behalf. So Christ's perfection in keeping the law of God and His suffering becomes ours through faith. They are accredited to us. Wonderful news you can read only in the gospel. You can enjoy God's forgiveness in your heart when you believe that the penalty for everything wrong you have done is already paid for through Christ. You will be united to Christ and experience and feel within your heart and soul the forgiveness of God for all your sins. Isn't that exciting? In other words, since Christ already paid the penalty and you are united with Him, you will benefit from what He did for you on the cross. The good news of the Bible is that Jesus came to save you and me and set us free from having to suffer the consequences of everything wrong we have done. My friend, the penalty has been paid. You don't have to pay it after your life ends here. Jesus alone can set you free from any guilty feelings or thoughts that exist within you as a consequence of the wrong things you have done. You will then enjoy a wonderful peace with God. You will love your life. And the peace within yourself. You will enjoy peace within yourself. And Christ's righteousness will be counted as yours. Hallelujah! You can read the most wonderful news you can ever hear only in the gospel. You can live forever with God. The glorious news of the gospel is that Jesus came and conquered death itself. When Jesus bodily rose from the dead and ascended to be with God the Father, he declared the victory over death. Jesus reversed the worst consequence of sin, which is eternal separation from God's presence. Because believers in Christ are united with him, they share in and benefit from Jesus Christ's resurrection. Let me read to you this wonderful verse in the gospel in the book of Romans. Since we have been united with him in his death, we will also be raised to life as he was. My friend, our union with Christ assures us of our future resurrection from the dead. True believers in Christ will die only physically and will enjoy eternal life in God's presence forever. This is very important because life is very short. Maybe 15 more years, half of my audience will be dead and the other half will be growing old and will get sick and will die soon. This is the good news I came to share with you today. You will die soon. I'm just kidding, just kidding. The good news is you can be certain that you are going to heaven. That's what matters. Life is short. You can also be certain within your heart and soul that you are going to heaven. The amazing news of the gospel is that the moment you believe in Jesus and go to God in repentance, God's Holy Spirit will come to dwell within you, and he will assure you that you are now going to heaven. Paradise will become your home and your destiny, the gospel declares. You can read that in the book of Romans, chapter 8. And Christ lives within you. So even though your body will die because of sin, the Spirit gives you life because you have been made right with God. The Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from the dead, lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living within you. Romans 8 in the gospel. I will continue this good news next program. Before I run out of time, I want to invite you to say a prayer with me if God spoke to your heart. Dear God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for sending Jesus to pay the penalty for my sins. God, I admit today I am a sinner. I violated my conscience so many times. I broke your commandments so many times. I lived far from you. I ignored you many times in my life. I said many wrong words and I did many wrong things. God, today I come to you. I declare to you, God, that I forsake my sins. I don't want to live far from you any longer. I want to live according to your will. God, today I tell you from my heart, I believe that Jesus paid the penalty for everything wrong I did. Jesus died for my sins. God, forgive me, accept me because of what Jesus has done on my behalf. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, hallelujah, congratulate you, congratulate you, congratulate you. Contact me, would love to send you a free book, rejoice with you, give you any advice I'm able to give you. Rest of my audience, remember, we are one family, one team. It doesn't matter which church you fellowship at on Sunday morning. It doesn't matter which Christian background you belong to. In God's eyes and in God's word, we are God's family. We are one team. God wants us to unite together. Actually, you are hearing my program. This is a divine appointment. Contact me. I am here to serve you. If I can give you any advice, I will do my best. I can pray with you and give you any help that I might be able to give you. If your church needs a speaker to equip the church to share Jesus effectively with your neighbors and with Muslims, have your pastor contact me. I might be able to speak at your church. Until we meet again, God's grace with you. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. God's peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.